Welcome to the Infinite Tangent Podcast. I'm your host, Kaylee Koo. I am a metaphysical minister, and I have a master's degree in metaphysics and a bachelor's in philosophy, and I love to talk about very interesting topics. So here on this podcast, we are going to explore interesting things, but here's the catch. I have really bad ADHD, and I tend to get off topic, so that's why we're going to go on another infinite tangent. And yes, today I am broadcasting once again from my hot tub, because why not? It's once again snowing, because I'm, again, still in Minnesota at the moment. I do travel a lot, but, you know, I grew up in Minnesota, and whenever I come here, I like to make the most of the snow. I'm a little bit of a snow bunny, and you know, one of my favorite activities is skiing, and to me, fitness is such an important thing, and that's the topic I wanted to talk about today, was fitness and exercise, and how important it is for, like, our spirituality and whatever woo-woo shit we want to talk about. So, fitness is simply making sure you're staying in shape. But working out and athleticism is a completely different realm. So when we talk about, like, athletes, you know, you think Olympians, you know, not Ray Gunn doing her cute little breakdance, like, all nothing but love for that girl. But, I mean, if people can copy that on TikTok, well, anyway. I just want to say that fitness and athleticism are both achievable, but it really has to do with your mindset in it. And you know what it has more to do with? In the weirdest way, it has more to do with how hydrated you really are. So let's talk about hydration. Because, okay, there are a lot of things about athleticism and fitness where it talks about, like, how much you're eating. How many carbohydrates are you eating? How many calories are you taking in? You know, the more you work out and the more fit you are, the more calories you can eat. And, you know, you go through phases of bulking and then doing calorie deficits. And there's all sorts of things with fitness. But, oh my God, can I talk about water? Okay, I feel a tangent oncoming. Let's talk about water, because hydration is the key to success, but not for the reason you think. Yes, water, drink it, it will help you be hydrated. But have you ever realized that water actually helps you manifest? So if you have a goal that is about, like, achieving certain weight or achieving a certain physique or whatever it is you're doing with your fitness, you can use this water to your advantage, because guess what? Water is actually conscious. Yeah, I know. It sounds really crazy, but it's true. Water and consciousness correlate, and I can tell you so many things about this. So, basically, one of my favorite things, and I'm going to do it right now, is that you can speak to your water and it will listen. And I know that sounds super woo-woo, but there are water experiments that are conducted that actually show this is physically true scientifically. And I do dabble in the woo-woo, the mysticism, blah, blah, blah. I like to talk about it, but at the end of the day, I don't like to truly believe in anything that isn't at least based in some scientific process. So, like, I need it to be studied for myself to believe it. And that's okay if you don't. Great. Good for you. I just need it that way. And they in Japan have started this, and now people on TikTok and wherever are doing this on their own, and you can go home and try this yourself. I want you to take a little dish of water, say something kind to it, say a thing, put it on top of a photograph even, and then freeze it and notice the pattern it creates. So water has a very interesting property at the molecular level. Sorry, I That's not an accent. I just mispronounced molecular. Molecular level. At the molecular level, we are seeing that hydrogens and the oxide chemical compounds are actually responding in a particular code. So basically, that's that. It's what they kind of explain it as, it's almost like a molecular alphabet. So what you do, speak to it. Like if I say, thank you, I love you, abundance, blah, 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 happy, happy, la-ti-ta, it's going to create that molecular alphabet. So it's going to capture those words I just said. And words actually have a lot of power. So when you're putting those words into existence in water, you are creating more manifestations. And I know if you're very scientific, this can be very woo-woo to you, but it's the same old thing. It's been around for a while. Holy water, the priest blessing the water, same thing. I'm going to bless this water, and I thank you, and I bring my gratitude into this moment, and I ask for abundance and prosperity. Thank you. And now I'm going to take a drink and see what happens. Am I going to have instant results? Absolutely not. Duh. But manifestation takes time. I've been doing this for years, and if anybody knows me or you follow me, my life is pretty freaking cool. It's kind of like up in the air and unexpected, like I never know what's happening next. But that's the fun part. Isn't that cool? And you know, I'm not the only person that can do this. Like, I feel like I am not blessed with good looks. I have manifested good looks. And I am not blessed with good circumstances. I've manifested good circumstances. And that's the difference. I feel like everybody can do this. Because have you ever looked in the mirror and like been able to see the ugly version of you and the beautiful version of you side by side? Woo! Excuse my hot tub. My hot tub is going to go off every few minutes. That's what happens when you do a hot tub podcast. But think about it. I want you to picture when you felt your ugliest and when you felt your most beautiful. And everybody's experienced this in one way or another. You have these moments between your beauty and when you know you can turn into this ugly thing or this beautiful thing. It's all about what vibration you ride on. So when you look in the mirror and you go, you know what? I'm cute. I look pretty today. If you ride that energy, you become it. And that's, I feel like I'm very cutesy because I've decided at a very young age, at 8 years old, I knew I can grow up to be very ugly or I can be this adorable little thing. And we like to blame genetics. Genetics don't have that much to do with it. Sure, like a feature or two. Like, let's say I had a very ridiculous nose and it was like this big and like I wanted nothing more than a nose job or something. You know what I mean? But like a lot of our beauty is not physical. A lot of our beauty is how we resonate our energy. And that has a lot to do with what we decide to choose in our manifestations. I know. I feel like my ugly version, it's not that bad, but I feel like when I have resonated with, oh, this is my ugly self, is when I'm acting badly. I am in a negative mindset. I'm being an icky person, bad habits. And you know what happens to me? I feel like it's when all my hair goes dark. I got a double chin and I'm like, ugly. Like, I'm not afraid to be like that version of myself. But you see how like quick I went from like really cutesy little bubbly like to just like bleh. Like, okay. It's all in the eye of the beholder. Okay? So that's what we need to understand when we deal with our own energy. And when you talk to your water, let's just say you are what you eat, and that has to do with calories and like what kind of foods you take in. But more importantly, that has to do with water. And water is not just a survival thing, but it is a tool we can really use to manifest our reality. And so when I speak to my water and I drink it, I am taking in the belief I want to manifest. And yeah, it feels weird to talk to your water, especially in front of other people. And I did this at work like years ago, and I still do it at work. I go, I am beautiful, I am kind, I am wealthy, I'm abundant, blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever, I want $1 million. I'm well on my way to it. Not yet, but I'm almost there. No, I'm not. But you know what, though? It's like, I feel like I'm on track if I wanted to get there one day. So, like, I feel like one shift and I could be there, like, financially. And that's the interesting thing I think a lot of people don't think about when they think about their finances. They think, I'm stuck with this job. I'm stuck with a 9-to-5 or even a freaking part-time or stupid contract role. Whatever. Your job is not the only way you can acquire income. I technically do 4 different jobs, maybe 5 if you include this podcast. I don't make money out of this podcast yet, but hopefully one day I will, or whatever. You know, sometimes I sell a couple of copies of my book called Star Clock. You can find it on Amazon if you're interested. But you know what? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm a nanny. I work at a salon. I do, like, some contract work. I do social media. I also do Reiki healing. I'm a practitioner. And I'm writing books. And sometimes I get some royalties from my book. And these, like, little things add up. Like, I'm literally going to Japan in a few months because I can, you know? So, you know, when people ask me what's my job, I don't really even answer. And I feel like a lot of the Age of Aquarius, we're going to see a lot more of that. But the truth is, I lost my job to AI. And I'm not afraid of AI. I think it's a beautiful thing that's happening because that's very much a part of that Age of Aquarius that we talked about in our last podcast. But we need to learn to adapt to what is happening. And so when we speak to our water, we can really give power to our energy. And giving power to like our soul and our like higher being, we really let that like higher energy take over. I'm going to just trip up my bubbler so it doesn't interrupt us again. Whoop! Bubbles. Okay, sorry for a little break. But higher energy is connected somehow through water. And so what I'd like to tell you is that we do have some scientific proof that when you speak to water, it changes the molecular structure. And we call this the molecular alphabet of water. And that is definitely a real thing. And so when we deal with this molecular structure, words have power and the language kind of doesn't matter. I do have a few notes here that I wanted to, my wet notes from the snow. Nothing I haven't already mentioned, but I just wanted to check up on it. Anyway, so when we manifest from the water, what we are doing is putting our mind into physical reality. So think about this. We are very much made of water. We are water beings. We need water to survive. It has to be in our body at all times because it is a message. It is part of consciousness. And there are some people that believe that water itself is consciousness. And we need water to live to stay conscious. That's a thought. But I don't know if that's like my main theory or anything. But it is a very interesting one. I'm going to take a sip and become more abundant. So, water... I'm going to give you some water ASMR because Beautiful. I mean, literally water is so important. So there is another theory that God or higher power or whatever you want to call it operates through water. It's something that is part of everything. Everything involves water. Technically, there's even water in the deserts. You know, there's like things that retain water like cactus and what have you. But the reality is it's a tool. And I think in these next few years and decades, we're going to experiment more with water. I really encourage, if you haven't already, go ahead and check out some of the TikToks of these water experiments. There's the more famous one that took place in Japan. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but I might be, but I think it's Yokomoto or something. I could be totally thinking of something else because I'm learning Japanese right now, and I might have just like learned that on Duolingo and confusing it with something else. But yeah, just look up Japanese water experiments and you will find it if you Google it. And I also don't know the username of this girl, but there is somebody on TikTok who is really taking these experiments in her own hands. It is very fascinating, very cool. I plan on doing some of the same experiments, and I'll start posting about them too on my Instagram and TikTok, because I really do think that they are very powerful things. And, you know, I'm showing you here, you know, you could talk to your water, and I live by that. I do that all the time. But to do the images, like this girl on TikTok, she will place an image or a word of something, put it underwater for just a short amount of time, and then freeze that water. And that water will retain the image that she put under it, almost like capturing a photograph. So water can take photos. Imagine what else it can do, especially when you're doing words. Water's recording us in the craziest way. Like, can you think about that for a second? Think about, like, what if water is what creates history or, like, holds us into this timeline? There's so many interesting things that it can hold to. And you know, I have a bachelor's in philosophy, and they always tell you not to get too mystic into that shit. And, you know, I do like to stay scientific, but wouldn't it be freaking cool if, like, our reality and timelines were just like, what kind of water are you drinking? Huh? Like, we could have different types of water, like there are different types of alcohol, you know. The tequila version of water, or the like whiskey version of water, but it's all water. Like, I don't know, different flavors of water, and it'd be different realities, different timelines, different dimensions. Very fascinating. But you know, if you are a little bit more realistic, like I like to be, the reality of it is simply that I believe water's more of an echo. We see ripples. It likes to copycat. It's a pattern holder. So everything starts within us. Our consciousness creates an idea that gets processed by our brain and can signal to our mouths to put wave frequencies out there to create waves in the water. And the water writes it down and records it. So the water is recording what we do, what we perceive. That's why I'm literally using my water as a microphone right now, because it's listening, it's recording, and it's putting it out there into the universe. And that's a cool thing. It's a very interesting thing that we can have done. Water can manifest our reality. So think about that. First of all, okay, the water's recording us, okay? It's basically like writing down every detail, copying every image, copying every word spoken at a molecular level. So what's going on in the higher levels? What's going on in the higher levels is reciprocation, is manifestation. So how, if this is the case, How is manifestation happening from this energy? What is going on is we're consuming it and we're putting it back into our body, and then we are reflecting on the past. And we keep consuming water, which is recording our past, which is giving us this idea that we have a past. When technically, when you study past, present, and future, there is no past and there is no future. There's only now. So water might be giving us the illusion that we have a past. And yeah, I know that sounds really woo-woo. Like, of course we have a past. Like, I literally did this yesterday, or I literally did this like in my childhood. But the only proof you have is your memory, photographs, things that are recorded. Like the way that water records things. So are records accurate is the question at that point. Can we record concepts? And the answer is yes. Water does it. Our technology does it. So just like I can record this podcast, we also can record our memories in water and consume our memories. Like, if you didn't speak about something in front of water and you never consumed it, yes, you can still remember, because there's water in your body at all times remembering these instances. And yes, memory is more neurotransmitter related. I did study. So if anyone didn't know, little fun fact about me. I started out as an art major. That was a whole separate thing. And then for 2 years, I was a neuropsychology major, and then I was a physics major, and then I was a philosophy major. So I went on a long 5.5 year college journey. It was not short and sweet. And then I went to grad school and got a master's in metaphysics. And I still am continuing my education every day just through like exploration. And I am considering eventually getting a PhD. It wanted to give me a drum roll to say that. I think that's like the manifestation of I'm going to get my PhD eventually. But essentially, what I'm trying to get at is water, our memories and our neurons are what are responsible. Our brain's responsible for memories, right? But our brain and our bodies depend on water, and it's all a symbiotic relationship. We have like this relationship of water with life, with neurotransmitters, with brain chemistry, with our blood. Our blood has a lot of water in it too. Think about that too. So, I mean, I'm kind of just like, woo, water, water, water. But like, yeah, water, water, water. So, to kind of wrap things up, we don't have the closest extent of what it really is to, like, understand our consciousness, in the sense that we might be nothing more than water. And the relationship we have with water is really interesting, because we see it every day. We interact with water every single day of our lives. And there might be a very, very direct correlation with our consciousness and with our reality, and we might not even realize it. So I encourage all of you to go home and experiment for yourselves, because it's one thing for me to tell you, but like, it's another thing when I tell you, you can go home and do this yourself. That's how you know something is real. I can tell you something, I could be gaslighting you for all you know. I'm not, but you should go find that out for yourselves. I want everyone to use caution when they listen to things. Even my own podcast here, I do talk about a lot of woo-woo topics. I like that word, woo-woo. It's because metaphysics really dabbles on the border between mysticism and science. And it is a very controversial realm of understanding. And so when we talk about mysticism, that's like palm reading and astrology and things that we can't really prove. It's like psychics and stuff that's cool. But a lot of us want the real answer, and that's where science takes place. And what metaphysics does is bridge that gap between science and woo-woo stuff. And we say, okay, this is what the science says, this is what the mysticism says, and here's the balance in between. Think for yourself. And that is a big theme of metaphysics, is you can find out. Metaphysics is all about like meditation, finding your reality, and like letting yourself experience it for yourself. That is the biggest theme of metaphysics, is here's what we've scientifically tested. Here's what people who've experienced spirituality have to say about it. And here's what the two have in common. And our end result is to go find out for yourself. And that's the beautiful thing about metaphysics. That's why I like it so much. And I really encourage all of my listeners out there, everyone who's watching this, to go and talk to your water, find out what it's all about. And I just really want everybody to understand that you can bring things into reality, not just through talking to your water, but your water can give you the actions that need to take place. So that's where we're going to wrap this back into fitness. So I'm going to take a drink of my little water here, bringing in the abundance I just manifested. But in reality, we are, you know, wearing a meat suit. We are physical. We are human beings here on planet Earth, okay? But there's aspects about us that are in a higher dimension, our consciousness, our mind even. We don't have a physical place for the mind. According to neuroscience, we have different parts of the brain where different memories are stored and different responses are stored, you know? We can tell you where your personality is, or where your like ability to distinguish language or color is in your brain. Yes. But thought is also just floating around. So we are a combination of water, which is one of the fundamental elements, earth, which is kind of our physical properties, fire, which is the neurons in our brain and the electric magnetic field, like our auras. And then we have air, which is the unseen things of our existence. And that is so important. So when we talk about fitness, I'm not talking about lifting weights. I'm not talking about what you eat. The way to be the most fit is simply to combine the elements of your being. Make sure you're mentally healthy with your fire energy. Make sure you're hydrated and in touch with your water and drinking, talking to your water. Make sure that your physical, your earth self is in shape. That's where we got the lifting weights, the exercising, the cardio. And then the air. Your spiritual essence is satisfied, whether that be your thoughts, so like your mind, like therapy, that's cool. But it can sometimes be your spirituality, your religion, your experience of consciousness altogether. So I would love for everybody to take in all of that and apply it to their lives. And thank you so much for listening to the Infinite Tangent. I hope you could keep up with my cute little tangent. And if you have any questions, feel free to send me a DM. Again, my name is Kaylee Koo. And thank you for joining me in my hot tub on this snowy evening.